Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm with Antonella Peretti, shark biologist and author of two books, Mako Sharks and Sharks of the Pacific Northwest. Hi, Antonella.
Hi, Tiffany.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Can you tell me what made you want to be a shark biologist?
Well, since I was a little child, I always had such a great passion for the ocean. So I, studied biology. I got my master in it. And I studied different things all over my career, from invertebrates to dolphins, whales. I've done many different projects. But 10 years ago, I had this lady that she was working on sharks, and I ended up doing that because they're really, really interesting animals, very fascinating. But really what attracted me to them is that they're really misunderstood. They're really animals that there's a lot of misconceptions about them, a lot of myth about them. And they're really, really lately becoming, some species especially, very, very endangered. Mm-hmm. So that made me feel like there's a need to study them. There's a need to know more about them. And there's a need to have people know the problems there with them. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started. And after 10 years, I'm still doing it. I really love it.
What is the biggest myth about sharks?
Well, sharks, they're considered, by many people, like these killers, and these very mean animal. They'll eat you, they'll chop your head off, they'll chop your leg off. And that's not really true, because it's really, really rare that there's gonna be a shark attack, and actually a fatal one. So it's really, really a very little percentage. And actually, they say that there's more people killed every year by a mosquito bite than by a shark. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, really not true. It's just that, some people like doing that to do this sensationalism, how you say, and it's really, really sad, because these animals, for this reason, they're being hated by most people, and they get hunted, and they're very beautiful creatures, and that shouldn't happen.
Is it true that if a shark falls asleep, it will die?
I always hear that. No, I don't really think sharks really fall asleep. Maybe they'll rest, to the bottom of the ocean, especially some species, but they don't really go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I don't even think that's even a question. There's another myth they're supposed to swim all the time, or they'll sink to the bottom of the ocean. And that's another myth. It's not really true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true that sharks don't have a swimming bladder, but they have a big liver. Mm. So they still have like a buoyancy organ, and they're not gonna sink, and they're not gonna fall asleep and die. No, it's just some fun stuff. It's funny stuff. But
could you explain the shark cause?
As I said, sharks are really, some species especially, are really endangered, because they get killed to a very high rate, and their animals there reproduce really slowly, especially some species like the spiny dogfish. It'll take 25 years to reach maturity. Hmm. And that means that before this shark is 25, she will not reproduce. And so that means that before a shark is 25, there's a lot of chances that it gets killed. And in that way, it's so easy to just eradicate them all and kill them all. So really, I want that people get more aware about this problem and they'll act and do something about it.
Another thing that I've read a lot about is shark finning.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Shark finning is the practice that pretty much the fishermen will catch the shark, chop the fins off, and throw the carcass at sea. So you'll have this shark that will just sink with no fins, and it will have a very sad death. Mm-hmm. And they'll just keep the fins because they're really valuable, especially in the Asian markets, for the shark fin soup. Like a bowl of shark fin soup in some markets can even be $100 a bowl. So it's a big business in Asia. And it's a very sad practice, and very wasteful and very cruel. And they should really stop to do this. Also, because really shark fin soup, in the end, it's just eating. The fins, they have this, the material inside is this keratin-like protein that it's like our hair or nails. So it's eating a soup made of nails. Mm-hmm. So it's really what makes the soup is the chicken broth or So there's not even any reason to even do this, you know, like practical. But it's their tradition. So, but I mean, sometimes traditions, they're not good for the environment, you know.
And can you tell our listeners what they can do to help stop shark finning?
I really think that the individual has a lot of power. Like, if we all behaved in a certain way, in general, probably all the problems wouldn't be there. So I think the person, the individual, could just, you know, to me, you know, just stop eating shark meat, or, you know, really just eat the species that are not endangered. And really talk about this with friends and tell them how, you know, sharks are beautiful animals and how we should really know the truth about them and, you know, study about them and learn. And also, like, something I did one time, if you ever go to a Chinese restaurant and you see shark fin soup in the menu, cause a problem. Like, I remember one time I went to this Chinese restaurant and there was this Chinese soup, shark fin soup, and I jumped up and I went to talk to the cook. Then he was telling me it was not real, it was fake, it was just a name, but in reality it was some kind of other fish soup, but they would advertise it as shark fin. And I'm like, well, it's not cool anyway, so you better take this off. Otherwise, I'm not gonna come here ever again, and I'm gonna cause a problem and take away all the customers for you. And actually, the guy was really nice. He understood the problem. I explained about the problem, and he decided, yeah, there's no need to have this shark fin soup on the menu. So he gave it a different name. I forgot what it was, but more like a creative name, and it was much better. So.
What's the most interesting, or some of the most interesting things you found out in your studies of sharks?
I mean, everything is really interesting. I wouldn't know right now, but, you know, especially what I study in my lab, I study their diet. And so, yes, I have to dissect stomachs and look what they're eating. But I have to say, I never killed a shark. Really, these sharks have been given to me by commercial fishermen. So they're sharks that would be killed anyway. But through my studies, I tried to prove, you know, a lot of things and show people that, you know, they're really endangered, and really to know more about their biology to protect them. So really, I think it's very fascinating when I study their diet, what I find. Sometimes I find these huge jumbo squids in their stomach.
Oh, really?
And I just can't imagine. Like, last time I found this jumbo squid was about 6 feet. And it was all, I say, thorn. It was all, there were all these teeth mark on his, you know, skin. And it was really, really interesting to see, and, you know, very moving in a way to see how nature operates, you know, the fight that this shark had to do with the squid. And it was really, really cool to see.
Great. If any of the listeners would like to pick up one of your books, could you tell us where they can get those?
Yes, my books are on Amazon.com. They're in the main U.S. Bookstores, like Borders, or, you know, any other bookstore. But they can be found online, just searching for it.
Okay, and we're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression, or R. Would you mind doing that?
R.
The shark R.
The shark sound.
Thank you.
Thank you.